morning. We pray. Lord Jesus, open our ears and hearts. Amen. Sacrifice. The practice or an act of killing an animal or person or surrendering a possession as an offering to a deity, or an act of giving up something one values for the sake of something that is of greater importance. Can you think of the last time that you sacrificed something of value to you for the sake of something else of greater value? When is the last time that you gave up something that you valued highly? Well, I have no way of knowing what your answer is. I do know this, that many of you made a sacrifice just to come here to ILC. You sacrificed the togetherness that you had with your family so that you could travel a long distance away. Likewise, your parents had to sacrifice the pleasure of your company for the sake of your Christian education. They have also sacrificed large sums of money in order to send you here. However, what if you actually had to sacrifice your parents to give them up permanently? Remember Joseph, who was sold into slavery in Egypt. For the first years that he was there in Egypt, he probably thought he would never see his father again. Try to picture yourself in that position. However, let's go back to the first definition given here. The practice or an act of killing an animal or a person or surrendering a possession as an offering to a deity. Have you ever done that? Throughout the history of the world, people have offered sacrifices like this. Bulls, goats, sheep, and even human beings have been sacrificed, killed as offerings to some god. This kind of thing is still going on in the world. And that even goes for the sacrifice of human beings. Many thousands have been killed by Muslims, offered as sacrifices to Allah. Worse yet are those millions of aborted babies who have been sacrificed to the gods of personal pleasure and convenience. As for those millions of sacrifices to a variety of deities, none of them have any value. Not one. Simply because they were sacrificed to gods that do not exist. But what about those sacrifices made to the true God? The Old Testament sacrifices. Well, if the people who did these things thought that somehow these sacrifices were making them personally acceptable to God, they were dead wrong. And I do mean dead. For God himself says it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin. The value of those sacrifices was not in the sacrifice themselves, but in the symbolism. The temple of the Old Testament was meant to symbolize heaven. The Holy of Holies in the temple was meant to symbolize the presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant symbolized the mercy of God. It had the mercy seat on the top of it. The ceremonial uncleanness of the people symbolized their spiritual uncleanness, their sins. So when they offered sacrifices, it was to pay for the ceremonial uncleanness. And that symbolized a greater sacrifice, one that would pay for their spiritual uncleanness. When the high priest passed through the veil into the Holy of Holies and sprinkled blood on the mercy seat, that was meant to symbolize that blood that is of such immense value that it paid for the sins of the whole world. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So yes, the one and only sacrifice that has value is the sacrifice of Jesus. Since he had nothing of greater value than himself, that's what he sacrificed. Himself. It was his own blood that he brought before God as payment for our sins. It was his blood that pleaded for mercy on our behalf, and God accepted it. As for our sacrifices, these are not sacrifices to satisfy an angry God. These are sacrifices of thanksgiving, giving of thanks to Jesus for the sacrifice he made. No one can by any means redeem his brother nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their souls is priceless. So the only thing that can redeem the souls of man, the only thing that is equally priceless, is the blood of the Son of God. And truly you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, the priceless blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Therefore, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And this we shall do with hymn 371. Verses 3, 4, and 5. God grant that you all may offer sacrifices of thanksgiving to our Lord Jesus Christ this coming weekend. Grant you safe journey and a safe return. The robotics team will please meet under the East Basket.